In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, your fellow redeemed by the blood of Christ. Almost any parent of a newborn infant will learn the swaddling technique. You know what that swaddling technique is, right? That's when you lay the infant on a blanket and wrap their arms and legs so tightly that they're kind of like a little burrito. In fact, it's becoming so popular that they even make swaddling blankets now. Blankets that show you exactly where the infant's arms and legs are supposed to go to make swaddling foolproof. Because when you swaddle an infant, the infant feels warm and protected. That's why parents swaddle their infants. It makes them feel warm and protected. And if that's why parents swaddle their infants, isn't it amazing? On that first Christmas night when the Son of God was born, isn't it amazing that Mary swaddled him? That she wrapped him in those swaddling cloths? For if Jesus had not been wrapped in those swaddling cloths, Jesus would have been cold. Of course he would have been cold. He just spent 9 months inside of his mother's Mary's womb and was now in the outside world for the first time. And so he needed to be wrapped to be kept warm. And if Jesus wasn't swaddled, he wouldn't have been protected. Of course he wouldn't have been protected. He was in the outside world for the first time, and so his arms and legs would have been flailing all around, and with newborn skin, he would have been susceptible to cuts and bruises. For just like every infant needs to be wrapped, to be kept warm and protected, so also Jesus, the Son of God himself, had to be wrapped, to be made warm and protected. For while it is true that Jesus is the Son of God, God from God and light from light, don't miss out that Jesus is also an infant, made like you and me in every single way, proven by the fact that he needed to be wrapped in those swaddling cloths to be kept warm and protected. And the reason that God himself became an infant, the reason that God himself became a man, well, that reason is absolutely remarkable. For the entire reason that God was born of his virgin mother, it was also that he could die for you. For just think of the next time that Jesus' body would be wrapped. We're not told that his body was wrapped when he was 4 months old and got cold, though that probably did happen. And we aren't told that he had to get a wound wrapped so that it wouldn't get affected if he scraped his knee, though that may have happened as well. But you remember the next time that we're told Jesus was wrapped? It was at his burial. It was after he was whipped and beaten by Pilate's soldiers and a crown of thorns was placed into his skull. It was after he was nailed to a cross and a spear was shoved into his side. It was after he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. That's the next time we're told that Jesus was wrapped. For since Jesus is a human being like you and me, made like us in every way, when he hung on that cross, he really did die. His real body separated from his real soul. He really did die. That's why when they took his body down from the cross, his body couldn't do anything. His soul had left. It was dead. And so they wrapped up his body. And they placed his body in a tomb because that's what you do with dead bodies, right? It's why when we see the baby Jesus wrapped in those swaddling cloths, as almost any manger scene will show, it's why we don't just think about how he had to be wrapped to be kept warm and protected. Yes, that's part of it. It's amazing to see him wrapped because he is a human being just like me and you, but that's only part of it. But when we see him wrapped in those swaddling cloths, we can't help but think of the next time that he was wrapped at his burial. Because being wrapped in swaddling cloths, It pictures how Jesus would be wrapped in those strips of linen when he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. For as I said, the entire reason God was born was also that he could die for you. And when we have that in our minds, when we have that this baby who was wrapped in swaddling cloths would one day be wrapped after he bowed his head and gave up his spirit, when we have in our mind that Jesus, the Son of God, was born that he might die for you, well, then and only then do we have the real joy and peace of Christmas. Why? Well, let me switch the analogy a little bit and talk about you and me being wrapped. Because this world that we live in, this world can be a cold place. And I'm not talking about temperature-wise, but I'm talking about the lack of love in this world. You can probably easily think of a time where someone has shown lack of love to you and have mocked you and looked down on you and taken advantage of you. In fact, you can probably think of a time that you have shown a lack of love to others, a time that you have looked down on others, taken advantage of others, and maybe mock them. Truly, this world that we live in can be a really cold place. And this world that we live in, it can be a dangerous place. And I'm not talking about viruses and villains, but I'm talking about Satan and his demons. For Satan and his demons are constantly attacking you, constantly tempting you, constantly trying to devour you. They want to drag you down to hell. It's why this world can be a dangerous place. Satan and his demons are all around you. And since this world can be a cold world, since this world can be a dangerous world, what do you need? Like a little baby, you need to be wrapped. For remember why mothers wrap their infants. It's to keep them warm and protected. And since you are living in a cold world, a world where there is a lack of love, since you are living in a dangerous world, a world where Satan and his demons are attacking you, you need to be wrapped to be kept warm and protected. Only I'm not talking about a blanket. Instead, you need to be wrapped in Jesus, wrapped in his love, wrapped in the forgiveness that he won for you. That's what keeps you warm and protected. For while it is true that Jesus' body was dead as they took it down from the cross, wrapped it, and put it in a tomb, you know how the rest of the story goes. He did not remain dead. But on the third day, he rose victoriously from the grave, conquering sin, death, and Satan forever. He took his life back, winning a great victory for you. And since he has won that great victory for you, when you are wrapped in Jesus, wrapped in his love, wrapped in his righteousness, wrapped in his forgiveness, you have all the warmth and protection you need. Because when you're wrapped in Jesus, you have the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And therefore, if you're wrapped in Jesus, it does not matter if this world does not show love. Because you're loved by Jesus. You're loved by your God who took on human flesh for you so that he could die for you and take away your sins. And it does not matter if Satan and his demons are constantly attacking you. You have Jesus. He was born for you to protect you and shield you from Satan's attacks and keep you faithful all your life. In fact, it does not matter if you face persecution or trial or struggles or difficulties. It doesn't matter if these holidays are a lonely or depressing time for you. Because Jesus was born for you. He was born to die for you. He was born to rise for you. He was born to wrap you in his love. He was born to wrap you in his protection. He was born to hold you in his arms and keep you safe until the day he carries you into heaven and you can dwell with your God for all eternity. Yes, Jesus is born for you. He's born to be your Savior. And that gives you all the warmth and all the protection that you need in this cold and dangerous world. For Jesus is your Savior. And so if you are wrapped in Jesus, wrapped in his love, You have the warmth and protection of the forgiveness of sins. And that's a warmth and a protection that will last for all eternity. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We continue by singing our next hymn, Peace Came to Earth, rejoicing that Emmanuel, God with us, has been born into this world.